somewhat easier, albeit less exciting, Gemara tonight. I think I'm going to start from the top of Chaf Avon Beis. Rabbi Zira Boy, Mamash at the top. Rabbi Zira Boy, Omah pleading Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish. But perhaps Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish argue Menoshech Me'elov, only where the biting occurred on its own. Aval imishicha biyado, but if you cause the biting to occur with your own hand, meaning that you snap the challis together, right? So then, not the challis, the doughs together. So then, perhaps kula kol ha'mamoydish ha'noshuch Torah. Perhaps everybody agrees that the noshuch, the connection, works with the raisa. Says more, no. Afilu tema yishichu biyado u'machlokas. Even if you're going to say that they argue also where you were connected by hand. Now, that's going to cause a difficulty. The Gemara is not telling us what the difficulty that implies is, but I will tell you. The difficulty it implies is that we had a case in our Mishnah where you had a case of a dough which was chayv and chal d'oraisa, and it got mixed into chulin, and now you want to mix in more, connected with more tevel dough, right, by virtue of neshicha, right, by connecting, by biting them together. So that only if I hold neshicha works d'oraisa is that going to be able to make chal d'oraisa on the dough which already was mixed in with the chulin. If it's not a connection to oraisa, so I got a problem. The chiyuv to oraisa of chala, which is in the mixture, mixed into the mixture, has to be exempted by something else which is chayuv to oraisa. How am I going to make that other chiyuv to oraisa connect to this chiyuv to oraisa if I hold that noshuch does not create a connection to oraisa? It's a problem. Okay, according to Rish Lakish, it's a problem. Rish Lakish says there's no way that noshuch can work to oraisa, so then the dough, which was originally chayev, midoraisa, which got mixed into dough, which is potter. Now you want to rectify the chiyuv, which is on the dough, which is chayv midoraisa, which is mixed in, by connecting it to another dough. If the dough doesn't work to oraisa, I'm up a creek without a paddle. There's nothing for me to do, right? So it says more, no, it's not a question. You know what? Because I'll tell you, Rishimelokish will work out fine. Dar Rishimelokish b'shem chizka, Rishimelokish said name chizka, tevel bata b'roiv. What's your problem? That the tevel, the untied dough, was chayiv d'oraisa? It's not chayiv d'oraisa. Because me d'oraisa, what happens to that tevel? It's batel. Rabbanan said it's not batel, that's not nullified. Me d'oraisa was nullified. So therefore, it's not chayiv and chala me d'oraisa. Rabbanan said, nonetheless, we're not going to allow tevel to be batel. Why are we not going to allow tevel to be batel, me d'rabbanan? Why not? Because it's... What is it? Why is Tevel not bottom of Midrash Rabbanan?
Because you're talking about Dovashir Shlomatirin.
Right, Dovashir Shlomatirin, right.
What do you mean to say about that?
Because, what? Because it can be rectified, right? So anything which can be rectified is not bottom of Midrash Rabbanan. I mean, the rice that's bottle, right? So therefore, it's not a problem here. That means the rice that's bottle. So therefore, all I need is to pot her up with the rabbana. For the rabbana bringing another dough and connecting it through neshicha, that suffices. Okay? So that'd be good according to Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Noroi Amar, Tevel Batabarov. Rabbi Yisrael says Tevel is Batabarov. Rabbi Yechon, just like Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon, Yechon said, however, old Eina Tevel Batabarov. Now, Eina Tevel Batabarov is not because of Darvish Shlomatirim. Because Rabbi Yechon holds Midoraisa Tevel is not Batabarov. Mina Torah. The question is, why not? So it's a little bit difficult. Why it shouldn't be Batel Berov? He brings down here a svara from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, which is that the reason why it's not Berov is because since it is possible to rectify it, therefore it's not just a Davar Shesh Matirin, but it's like Nikar Isser. It's as if the Isser is obvious, is blatant, is distinct. So therefore it's not Batel. I want to tell you there's a Rambam which holds that a Davar Choshev, a significant entity, is not Batel Midoraisa. Most people know the significant entity is still Batel Midoraisa. It's only the Rabban, it's not Batel. Ramot's Midoraisa, it's not Batel. Okay? So it's possible that Rabbi Yochanan is like the Rambam, or Ramot's like Rabbi Yochanan, that this is considered to be chashev, the tevel, since there was such a large amount of it. Obviously, the chayv mechala is voluminous amounts of tevel, so therefore it's so chashev that it's not batel. Perhaps, I'm just hypothesizing. But it's problematic why Rabbi Yochanan holds it's not batel, even midoraisa. Rabbi Barbar Memo, Rabbi Hila, Alun Uvda, they took up this mice, in other words, they took up this question. Kumi Rabbi Yasa, in front of Rabbi Yasa. So every member they want to say, Shnaim Ravin Alechot. Well, there are two opinions that Joel Tevel is Batel Midoraisa. That's Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Noroi. There's one opinion, Rabbi Yochanan holds it's not Batel Midoraisa. Two against one, the two win. Below Shmian, however, they did not hear. Dom Rabbi Simon, Shem Rabbi Shubba Levi, Rabbi Simon said, Name Rabbi Shubba Levi. Hey, not Tevel, Batel Barov. So Tevel's not Batel Barov, so it's two against two. And therefore, we can't resolve based on majority. Vot Nina. Now we'll ask another Kasha Rish Lakish Vim Lav. It says if you cannot if you can't find another dough to connect, so Motzi Miechra Alakol, you take from this one dough on everything. Meaning you take you make a ratio of how much tevel there is over here, and you assume that amount of, you take that amount proportionally from the dough. So if you're going to say tevel's batel barov, so how can you do this? How can you take challah off internally when you have no other dough to which to connect it? Internally, the tevel is batel barov. You can't do anything with it. Rabbi Yitzchak Rebbe said, you don't understand. You're mixing up the rabbanis and the raisa. Everybody agrees you have to take off challah to rabbana. That's not the question. The question is, lochush la'afrosh ha'shniyah. Do you have to take off an additional time, a second time? What do you mean, a second time? He took off this challah. Whoops, fell into another batch of dough. Does it make meduma or not make meduma? If you hold it to the Rabbanon, because Tevel's batel barov, and this whole taking of challah off was just a Rabbanon, so when it falls into another dough by accident, and inadvertently it doesn't make meduma. It doesn't make the second dough a questionable mixture. If ever you hold that challah tevel's not batel barov deraisa, so therefore the challah from this batch is a primary halachic challah. And if it falls into another batch of dough, it's going to make the other batch of dough miduma. It's going to make it a problem of truma, because challah stands of truma, and chul mixed together, which you would have to sell to the kohen. Okay? That's what Afrosh Shnia means. Madam, as the Gemara explains, Madam, our tevel batel barov, the old tevel is negated by a majority of chulin. Arima of enough l'asu churon, if you picked it up and fell to another place, you don't have to separate again. Madamar ena tevel batel barov, the opinion which holds that tevel is not cancerov, arima of enough l'asu churon, if you picked it up and fell somewhere else, you have to take it off again, meaning the insinuation is that it creates meduma. Amar Rabbi Ba. Rabbi Ba said, you got it, Mr. Tuchel, probably two dots, everybody's got it. Amar Rabbi Ba, Ma'pli and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Reish Shimon Lakish. When do Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lakish argue? B'tevel shenit bal divar teire. By tevel, which is tevel d'oraisa. Now, this is the, that means the question of where the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether tevel's batel or not, is by tevel d'oraisa. However, Abba, the tevel shenit bal divrei, but tevel d'rabbanan. Now he brings down the case of Tevel de Rabbanan is before Gemar Melacha. We know in order to be chayiv, it's something to be susceptible to truma, chayiv and truma, meaning that it's Tevel de Raisa, it has to be after Gemar Melacha, after Miruach, after whatever processes have been completed. What if it's before, well, when it's still Tevel de Rabbanan, meaning before all the processes have been completed? Avol b'tevel shenit bal b'divreim, if it's Tevel de Rabbanan, kol ha'moidei, everybody concedes, sha'a tevel b'ata b'rov, that tevel is b'ata b'rov. So Hasi Rabbi Bobar Khan or Kumi Rabbi Yasi. So concerning this, Rabbi Bobar Khan asked for Rabbi Yasi. For at the end, did we learn? Kayete ba wo wo. Similarly, Zese Mesik, olives, which were properly harvested, which means they're tevel. Im shenisarvim zeis nikov, which were mixing with olives, which are harvested by poor people, which means they're exempt from trumus and maestros. Or inve batzir, properly harvested grapes, shenisarvim inve oilos, which got mixed in with grapes which are harvested by poor people. So in that case, it says, Rabbi Yod, the Rav Ka, that this brisa says that you have to take off trumas and maestros. Ask more why. Below tevel shenit bal midivreinu. This is tevel d'rabbanan. Why? Because it's before gemar melacha. You didn't make the olives yet into oil. You didn't make the grapes yet into wine. So it's before gemar melacha. It's before the completion of the task, of the preparation. So it's before the completion of preparation, it's tevel d'rabbanan. You should have to take trumas and maestros of it. Once it got mixed into the stuff which is exempt, it should be bata b'rov. Amir Rabbi Mon, Rabbi Mon said, ki amtia. The way I learned this Mishnah, or this Brisa, whatever it is, whatever it is, a Brisa or a Mishnah. Kiati, I learned it's a B'Shem and Cholzeise Mesik. It's all about the oil. After Gemara Melacha, the oil of Al-Zu Cherchayim in Trumas and Maisers, which got mixed into the oil of olives which are exempt. So it's after Gemar Melacha, it's after it's completely completed in preparation, and therefore it's Chayiv and Trumas and Maaser to Raisa, and that's in Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish would pertain to this, and there would be an opinion that it's not Batel even Midoraisa. Okay? Meitz Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Shimon Lakish, how can you say that Tevel's Batel Barov? But, you know, didn't we learn? Very interesting case. You have a dough which you want to set aside to be like the resource for being challah. In other words, every time you have to take off challah, you'll designate it on this dough. Okay? On this dough which you have on the side here. So, but here, then we learn Neitel Adam, Kidei Chala Me'isa, Shelo Umar Chalasa. You take the amount of challah from a dough from which the challah has been taken, La'asosa B'tara, to make it tar. The reason why you're doing this is because you're afraid that sometime in the future some of your doughs might become tame, and they might be matame your challah. So therefore, you set aside this dough on the side, and La'asosa B'tara, to make a B'tara, Lios Marfish Alev Holech, in order to continue being mafish on it. Continuously take additional challah from this this resource dough. Now ask more. Wait a minute. We came and shekadosh ruba l'shem challah. Once the majority of this, let's say, loaf of dough becomes challah, 51% of it. So it should be mavato, the 49%, which is tevel. According to Reish Lakish, that tevel is batel barov. the challah, what you're successfully taking, you know, the salami effect, more and more challah off this resource dough. So the moment you hit 51% challah, it should cancel the teva which is left, and you shouldn't be able to take any more challah off of it. Right? It's a good question, right? No, but the 1% is bottle. Every, once you get 51 past 51%, why is the other 49% not bottle? It's bottle below the other 49%, isn't it? So you're not used to thinking this way. But so because we don't really have cases like this in the Yerushalmi, in the Bavli. But here we have the bottle below. Should take effect the moment I eat 51% of challah. Should be mavato the devil of Barov. It doesn't work this way in the Bavli because we don't talk about designated iser. Right? Iser is treifer, it's not treifer. You don't make something gradually treifer over time. It doesn't really pertain in your day. It only pertains to something where you're co-raised shame, where you designate as you go along, such as challah. Right? But here, it should be once you hit 51%, should be about the rest, which is Tevel. So Rish Lakish is a very Palbatish answer, very cute Palbatish answers. Says the Gemara, Omar, so Rish Lakish answers, Baroshim. As you go down the loaf, the dough, and make more of a chal, you mark up till here's chal, up to here's chal, up to here's chal. So it's not bottle because it's never a. No, it's never a. Mixture. It's never a tarovis. When do I say bata barov? When it's a tarovis. Why it's not a tarovis here? Why it's not mixed? Because as I take each designate each bar as challah, I make a mark and I say up to this mark is challah, beyond this mark is tevil. So it's never bata barov because it's never a mixture. Okay? That's how it works. Teil choshuke. You should know that this is what you got to do. You got to make marks. The Tanya Tama, we learned over there. Harotza lafri truma trumas meiser kachas. Classic Yerushalmi, the question is unintelligible. It's in shorthand, but it's, there's a nusach for trumas meisers. Let me get there. I don't think it's. When you take off truma sumaisus, you say, for instance, you're thinking of truma. Yosem mi echon mi mea shiyesh kan, slightly more than one one hundredth, which I have here. Harei truma gdoila b'tzad tzvonos, truma gdoila on the north. And the rest of it, the other, also echon mea, I took off slightly more than 1%. So slightly more than 1% is the truma. And I say that the 1% is the also echem meishir kan for oti shachalokim mosa and another 9 portions like it besides sponish pears on the north side of the fruit hareu meisarisha and then they go on and so on and so forth and keep designating directions. This is on the north. This is on the south of the fruit and so on and so forth. Now why do I have to do that? Ask Yerushalmi, why do I have to designate directions? Just say that a little bit more than 1% here is the Truma, and a little bit less than 1% is the Truma's Meiser. It must be a little bit more than a little bit more than 1%. The amount above 1% is the Truma. The amount below 1% is the up to 1% is the Truma's Meiser. And so on and so forth. It must be that I have to designate directions, says Rish Lakish, in order to prevent the problem of having part of it being bata barov and the other part. Right? Just like the roshein is to prevent bita barov by demarcating up to the challah, beyond that is devil. So to here, the designating north, south, east, west in the crop, in the dough, or in the crop, whatever you're dealing with, is in order to make sure that no part is bottled in any other part. So the shlok is the fact you have to mention directions is a riot to me. Okay. Says Mara Tedesh again. Tedesh who came. The Tita we learned that Rotel Harfish, Truma Meiser, Truma Meiser, Kerachas. So that's the take of Truma and Truma Meiser together, etc. The etc. is not in the Gemara, right? So lays the Dovrum aside. Why does he have to make directions? Lokadei is it not in order. Big typo here. Shelo yivata barov, that it shouldn't be bata barov. So it's right, Rish Lakish. Amar Reb Yitzchak Reb Elazar, so Yitzchak Elazar wanted to repudiate the riot to Reish Lakish. I say no, that's not the reason. Rather, Shloi Omer Chuma Sakri Hazeh Vezeh Bezeh. It's like two baskets of Teva. And I want to say, let the trumas of both one be in the one basket. So it doesn't work unless I designate which is which. There's an inherent need to designate which is for which one, which is for the other one. So since there's that's me. There's inherent need to designate which is going to be the truma and which is going to be the truma smicer. Okay. V'lo Rabbi Yochanan ki amar. Chazar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Elazar Amar Lo Marna Klum. Yitzchak Bar Elazar said, "Forget it. Just strike from the record. I just said I didn't say anything." V'lo Rabbi Yochanan ki amar Trumas Kri Bezeh Vezeh Bezeh. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say when I say Truma of this? A vessel is in this vessel, and truma the next vessel is also in this vessel. Rabbi Yochanan, I think Rabbi Yochanan say there, Mokum Shitmer Mo Trumasa Sharicho. By definition, wherever the first truma is made, Nistaima, immediately adjacent thereto, is designated automatically Trumasa Shosheni, the truma of the second one. So to hear them, I don't need the directions inherently. Once I designate one of the trumas, everything else falls into the place automatically. So therefore, the designations sound pretty much like a riot to Reish Lakish. Sounds like a good proof to Reish Lakish. The designation of directions is in order to prevent Bittul Barov because there's no other necessity therefore. Okay? Says more further. New issue. Ligate the Las. You gathered up a pumpkin. Leos Mafisholeh in order to set aside on it. Trumosumaisres. And continue. Same type of thing we mentioned with the loaf of dough before, the salami effect. Only the salami effect pertains to a pumpkin or a squash or a gourd, right? You can continue to gather and set aside the truma on this gourd or pumpkin. And you mark on the gourd or pumpkin. Adkan truma up till here's truma. And then adkan truma to up till here's truma. And so on and so forth. Divir Rebbe, according to Rebbe. Rishin Gamliel Loimer. Rishin Gamliel says, you don't have to do that. Locate to Mechashiv. You can collect and designate in thought without being Rishin. Kamoshu Lomad, as you normally accustomed to do. There's no physical marking necessary. Having boy may Marcin want to say my dharma ad kantruma vad kantruma. He who says you have to make markings on the gourd as you go along, up to here's truma, then up to here's truma, tevo bata brov. He holds like Rabbi El, right, like Reish Lakish, that tevo can be bata brov. And therefore, in order to prevent that, you got to make the markings, right? He says that you don't have to do that. You just gather it up. You gather and mentally designate it, not necessarily by writing. And Tevel Boterov, he most told Tevel's not Boterov, and therefore you don't have to make markings. Rabbi Boss said no. Could be really everybody holds that Tevel is not Boterov. Not like Rabbi Yochanan, not like Reish Lakish. So why do you have to make a marking according to Rebbe? What do you need a marking for? What's the marking do? I'll tell you. Litein shei k'day shu zakuk for a case where k'day shei yehei zakuk for a case where it be required litein l'shevet b'neim to give to the kohanim in the meantime. B'neim is like here b'natayim. In modern Hebrew, means in the interim. In other words, if a kohen comes along and says, "Hey, you got squash truma? I want it." So you have to know how much to give him, right? So therefore, you make the markings not in order to prevent Tevel being bought to Barov. Tevel's not bought to Barov. You make the markings in order to be able to give to the kohen when he comes up that he should be able to give him the proper amount of truma which is coming to him. Okay? Period. Price. This is the beginning of a price. This is a little bit of a difficult case here. It's not so difficult. Hi, it's Eric Litrom. Arba Chamesh Chavilas Min HaPor. You have a pour, a cistern full of wine. And you got to take off four or five barrels in order to do the whole cistern properly. Okay? Miles are shiny. Al pi habor. You take the first one to the top, to the mouth of the well or the cistern. Vomi, you say harezu truma. This should be truma. Bechena shnei says you take off the second barrel. You say the same thing. Bechena shnei says you take off the third barrel. You also say the divir of shingamliya. Rabbi Omer, you don't do one at a time, like Tanakama says, like Rishon Gamliel says. Rather, Mala Kulan Al Pi HaBor, you put them all, you take all four or five barrels, put them all on the mouth of the well. Voimer, you say, really true, you say, let them all be truma. Okay? Have a boy, Maimar, they want to say. Madamar Mala, now here's a bit, another typo. Madamar Mala is Kulan. He holds that you have to have them all on the top of the cistern before you make any pronouncements of truma whatsoever. Hatevel bota barov. He wants to say that why do you have to do that? Because otherwise the tevel will be bota barov. What is an interesting thing? You think about it. If you did one at a time, the moment you took the first one is truma. So how much? Let's say there are five barrels to be made. So Moe took one of them as truma. How much in the well, in the cistern, how much is now good wine? Rectified wine, as opposed to unrectified wine. How much of the wine is now rectified? Proportional. No trick question here. How much of the well is rectified?
Whatever proportion is 1/40 to 50 to
20% of the well.
Why?
Because they're going to be five barrels of truma, right? So how much is now rectified?
One barrel.
20%.
The well is not made up of five barrels.
The well needs five barrels of truma. So each barrel of the well is potter's 20%. Yes.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding. Because
do you understand? Am I correct?
Yeah, five barrels. Barrels.
Yes.
No.
How can you not say no?
No, because a barrel is not proportionate.
You're looking at happening to the other four barrels.
You're looking at the truma. You're saying
I'll get there.
This is 20% of the truma. But I'm saying
now 20% of the well is rectified.
So he tithes. In other words, he tithes.
Right?
Yes.
20% of the well is rectified. So after three,
well, it doesn't have to. But there is no. But okay, that you're starting with a regular assumption that
right.
There has to be five.
Right.
You have to start with that assumption.
Right.
No, but the point yes. is that there is no shear. There really isn't. We're talking now do-rice.
Right, no, granted.
So there is no
shear. So do trumas meiser.
There is no shear.
Do trumas meiser. Trumas meiser. Take whichever one has a shear. Okay? Hypothetically, you're right. Let's say trumas meiser. Okay, but the bottom line is, this is what Gemara is saying. Each barrel rectifies 20%. After three barrels, how much of the well will be rectified? 60% is now chulin. 40% is tevel. According to Reish Lakish, what should we say? The tevel should be bota barov. You shouldn't be able to take off the last two barrels. So the man Dummer holds that all five barrels have to be done at once. We want to say, oh, that Reish Lakish, you can't do one barrel after the other. Because by the time you hit the third barrel, right? The rest of the tevel is going to be bota barov. Whereas the one holds you can do a barrel at a time, he must hold the tevel is not bota barov, and therefore you get to do one at a time. Okay? Makes sense? Okay? You're still upset at me about the 20%.
No, not at all.
Okay. Again.
I move on in life very quickly.
Okay.
That's
really not important, though.
I'm an important name, right? Again, the right at the bottom.
I understand the whole assumption. $5
Right, it's a hypothetical scenario that Gemara is constructing. Have a boy, actually, a Bryce. Have him, again, right at the bottom, called Bezim and Aleph. Second line to the bottom. Have a boy, Maymar. You have it? Have a boy, Maymar, they want to say, Madamar, Male, here's again that typo I told you about, Males Kulon, they have to put them all on the rim before you begin, I'll be up or, it's because I have to have a bottom, because otherwise I'll be bottom rope. Madamar, Male, and he holds, you put up only, again, typo, Rishoina, I'll be up or, only the first one on the board. Ain't at the level, but we're on our base now. We just turned on base, and then you got lost in the typo. Alpiabor, right? And a Tevo Bata Barov. So Tevo must be that you can do one at a time because Tevo is not Bata Barov. Ravo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan said that's one way of looking at it. Ravo, and then Rabbi Yochanan said, well, of course, Rabbi Yochanan's Tevo is not Bata Barov. So he wants to explain the machlokas differently based on his perspective. There, everybody should agree that Tevo is not Bata Barov. What's the machlokas? Hikif. The question is, what defines min hamukaf? Remember, true must be taken off when it's in the same area as the tevel upon which it's being taken off, right? So, mandam are malukun apiabor. He holds that you can put them all on top of the rim prior to taking off truma. Torah min hamukaf. He considers that to be min hamukaf. Even though they're on the rim of the cistern, not within the cistern, that's mina mukaf. Madamar malos are showing up pia bar. He holds, however, that you have to do one at a time. He holds that when you designate his truma, as you're drawing the barrel up, right, while it's still in the airspace of the cistern, because as you're drawing it up, and when it's in the airspace, you designate his truma, because al pia bar. Because otherwise ain't terminal mukaf, right? If you had put it all at all the barrels down, obviously you put them down not within the airspace of the well or the sister, but on the rim. So he knows once it's on the rim, that's not minal mukaf. That's not bad, not good. So therefore, you have to do each one as it's coming up, while it's still in the airspace of the board. That's the machlokas. What's the definition? What's the extent of mina mukaf in the same vicinity and what's not? Okay? That's one way of understanding it. Okay? Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Avoh B'Sher Yochanan Machlit. They said a different way of understanding it. Now, this is the complicated part. Madamar Malus Harishoina. This is amazing. Madamar Malus Harishoina. He says you can take off the first one. You take it one at a time, specifically. And do one at a time. That is the kula. That's a kula. Why is that a kula? Till now we learned it's a chumra. That you're not allowed to take them all on the rim of the well and then pronounce them as truma because that's not min hamukaf. So if you have to do one at a time, to be machmir, do one at a time as it's coming up in the airspace. Now we're going to say the exact opposite. That to do one at a time is the kula, not the chumra. Why is that? Because he explains, if you have them all on the rim of the well at the time you're taking truma off, so that's min hamukaf because there's no chatzitza or hefsek between the stuff you're taking as truma and the stuff which remains in the well. There's nothing between them. Everything is one entity. Untithed wine. However, if you take up one and make that truma, then remember what we said, 20% is now chulin misukanim, right? It's proper chulin. Perhaps that 20% is the top layer in the bor. And then it's no longer min hamukaf. Why is it no longer min hamukaf? Because there's an interruption between the truma and the tevel of the 20%, which is already chulin misukanim. So it's not min hamukaf because there's this invisible barrier. I might say that that, and therefore it's a kula. It would be more lenient to allow you to take one at a time and not to be worried about this invisible barrier which bars it from being min hamukaf, and it's a chumra to require you to do it all at once in order that there should be no invisible barrier at any time. That would be the machlokas. Okay?
And if you have barriers, so what, therefore, whatever?
It's not min hamukaf.
Okay, so it's not min hamukaf.
No, so it's a chumra. Obviously, the whole thing of min hamukaf is a chumra, but we're talking about assuming you want to adhere to the chumra that all truma has to be min hamukaf. That's the assumption of the sugya.
Does
min
hamukaf
come in order to play here at all? It should, but it doesn't. Good thing, it can't, you know, it would be tragic if it did. Because then your whole truma. No, it's good. No, it is. No, I'm sorry. It's good to say mino not batel here, because that saves the truma from being batel in the. No. I'm not sure. It's not brought in. I don't know how we would bring it in here. I don't think it's considered min bimino, because truma and teva would, according to Yerushalmi, would be two different meanings. They're not similar at all.
The molecules are separate.
These are true, right? These are truma molecules and teva molecules. And they don't have the advantage of potentially becoming. I don't think that that's an issue. Okay. Madamar Malus Rishoinus Al Pia Borb turn Mina Mukov. He holds that's also Mina Mukov, despite the fact that there might be this invisible barrier. Madamar Malakul and Al Pia Borb, he says that you must put all of them at once on the rim top and then take off. And turn Mina Mukov holds otherwise. It's not Mina Mukov because the invisible barrier. Now, this seems to be the Pnei Moshe says this is a mistake. We had this earlier in the parak that when you have challah, you have dough of a Jew on one side, dough of a Jew on the other side, and dough of a goy in the middle. So we say you're chayv challah because the dough stretches from one to the other, right? But really, there's no stretching in wine, right? What he wants to say that there's no, the way that the Levi Shlaim wants to explain it, there's no invisible barrier ever by wine because there's connection between the barrel and the wine. But there is no connection. Unless it's an open barrel, right?
Isn't a half barrel Zara dealing with this whole notion of Hamshach and everything like that? Because there's a little channel connecting.
Yeah, but here it's in a barrel.
The barrel? It's some kind of receptacle for
we're lifting up a barrel out. How could there be a hole? Is there a hole in the barrel?
There's a channel connecting the two.
And what channel?
I was under this impression that the idea is you have the crushing of the grapes in one vat.
Yeah. This is at the end. No. This is between. This is the time. It's already in the collecting well at the very end of the pressing floor, and then you're picking up barrels from the collecting well in order to stockpile them. So I don't see how they're going to be gidin. How there's going to be any connection? Gidin, you could say by dough it has fibers and makes fibers, but here there's no connection. At least not that I can think of. So if Pnei Moshe says this is a mistake, got in your in aberrant fashion from earlier in the barrack, the really should be. But again, you're right. There are those who say that there's some rivulet, there's some connection. That's how I explain this tomorrow. Not going to bother. Okay, I don't like it. Shtei Nashim, no offense. Shtei Nashim, new barrack. Two women. Shosu Shnei Kabin, they made two Kabin, one each. Now, he brings down here, I don't remember having this earlier in the Masechta, but he brings down to that Beis Hillel actually holds that the Shir of Chala is 2 kav, not 5/4, which is a larger amount. I don't remember that either. Maybe it's later. Whatever said 5/4, right? But he's what I don't know why you have to say. Let's say lav dafka means each one had a half a measure, whatever the measure is. It's the same idea. It's just semantics. So each woman had a half a measure. No, but together they have a shear, right? Shnei noshim shosu shnei kavi nogu zebzen. They touch each other. Afilu emin echad. Even they're the same type. Pturim. They're exempt, right? Because they're two separate ownerships. Right. Two separate ownerships. Critical. Not just they'll take it back. Two separate ownerships. V'zman sheishlisha achas. If it belongs to the same woman, min b'mino. If it's wheat and wheat, it's chayev. Shlomino. If it's wheat and barley, butter. Eiz min b'mino. What is min b'mino? Hachitim enem mitzarim alkol. Wheat does not join up with any of the other types of grain. Ella, except for ima kusmim, except for spelt. Wheat and spelt are the same. Hasorim mitzarim alkol. Barley joins up with everything: rye, spelt, and oats. Chutz min hashur chitim, except for wheat. Rabbi Yochanan Amer v'shar minim mitzarfim zeim zeh. Rabbi Yochanan says the other types, meaning that that oats, rye and spelt are mitzarif, but they're not mitzarif to barley. By the way, I want to speak to Rabbi Chwersky today. I want to reiterate that Professor Felix, Rabbi Herschel Schechter, and Rabbi Chwersky all hold that shibboleth shul is not oats. Oats are allegedly, just like as Rabbi Chwersky put it, it's like saying that karpas is a potato. Could karpas really be a potato? What? Yeah, why can't karpas be potato? Because they didn't have potatoes in Bavel. They didn't have them in Bavel. Forget about Mitzrayim, right? It's a new world plant. So too, he said, oats are northern European grain. They didn't have oats in Mesopotamia. I didn't know that either. That's what differentiates between us city boys and, I guess, Rabbi Chwersky, who's from Milwaukee, a nice rural background. No, just Professor Felix knew that, and he's the one who made the big tumult that oats are not considered, should not be considered one of the five grains. I know what Mel Brochley makes on oats, but certainly Rabbi Herschel Schechter holds that you can't be a tzimatza with oats, even the people who are wheat allergic. But the vast majority of poskim hold that oats are shibboleth shur. Well, spelt matzah would be good because we know that spelt is kusmin. Yeah. Not the same thing. We had the last part of the Mishnah, but not the beginning part of the Mishnah. Okay, shtei noshim, that was the first Mishnah in Masechta. Shtei noshim shasu shnei v'chulei. Am Rabbi Yochum, Rehren, stam ish achas ena makperes. Generally, if one woman owns the two does, she doesn't care if they come together, and therefore they become chayev. Shtayim, if you have two women, makpidos, and then they do care. They do care. Truth is, I said the mission about two ownerships, so I was emphasized to you before it was wrong. I don't know why I emphasized that. Because here you see, obviously, not that way. Momentarily. Isha hachashi makpedes. One woman who doesn't want her does to combine, asuka shnei noshim. They regard her as being two women, meaning that even though she's of the same ownership of both does, she doesn't want that to come together. So therefore, if they did come together, it's like made on, with the intent to separate them and does not become chayv and chala. Right? They're like one woman. I understand. This woman, you said if she's one woman and she's not makbid, so her two does join. Why don't you make both those in the same mixing bowl then? It's a very practical question. Should have made both those in the same mixing bowl. That's more Hakamanish than Chinese. She didn't have enough, big enough mixing bowl. So she made it in two separate bowls. But if they touch each other, so then they become Chayim and Chal. Milsa Rabbi Yehina Amar. Milsa Rabbi Yehina Amar. From Rabbi Yehina, we learn another halacha. Let's say she had a big enough mixing bowl. She had a KitchenAid, right? She had a big enough mixing bowl. The she makes them in two separate bowls. Makbed, see, that reveals that she's makpida, because otherwise she would have made them both in the same bowl. Therefore, if they happen to touch each other, they still do not become chayiv and chala. Naki v'kibur, if she has two types of bado, one which is a clean white bread, and the other which is a dark bread, which is somewhat less refined, makpedesi, then obviously she does not want them to combine. I'm Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says, shtei deos, two men. I don't know what it's called, two. To shteidos means two opinions among men, meaning two different men. Also, so shteinoshim say things like two women. We just mentioned Mishnah, women are Mishnah because women are usually the ones who need dough. This is in the good old days. But, so there we mentioned women. There could be men just as well. Okay? By the way, just totally, totally irrelevant, but there's no way to become chayv and challah in a bread machine. In a bread machine.
No.
They're not large enough. It's not possible. Yeah, they're not large enough. Yeah, it's a large machine, but they're...
5 pounds?
Yeah, 5 pounds, yeah. 5 pounds of flour. And I think they make 1 pound loaves. Okay? Shmuel Bar Abba boy. Shmuel Bar Abba asked the question. Afilu Rotzos, he didn't hear that, he didn't hear all the whole conversation we had till now. So he asked on a separate, in his own orbit, he asked, what about if they want their doughs to join together? Okay? And obviously the answer which we saw is already that when they do want to join together, then even the doughs of two women do join together. Now, this is what you already saw. It's a somewhat different context, but same, almost the exact same thing. There's certain things that are chibur, which are connection for chala, veinu tful, the chibur of tful yom, but are not connection for tful yom, right? And certain things that are chibur of tful yom, which are connection for tful yom, so if somebody went to the mikvah but had not yet undergone nightfall, veinu chibur chala, not a connection for chala. Wow, so chibur b'chala. What's the case with chibur b'chala? Did anyone learn? If it's man change shalisha achas, when they belong to the same self same woman, min b'mino chaya v'shalom b'mino potur. Right, when they belong to the same woman and they join together, if it's min b'mino, it's chayev, but it's not the same min, it's potur. Right, v'ein chibur t'vuyom. This is not a chibur by t'vuyom. It doesn't join those together. The Tzion we learned over there. Hamachnis chalos, Amanas Larvish Kohen, was multiple chalos, which he took already, which have been taken already from other Israeli, from Israelim's doves. Benoshch, when they joined together by biting, Beis Shammai Yermim Chibur, Beis Shammai says it's a valid connection, Beis Hillel Yermim Eino Chibur, Beis Hillel says it's not a valid connection, period. It's not a valid connection. No. It's not typo. It's not Eino Chibur, period. It's not a valid connection. So what do we see? We see that by Chala, it's a connection. By Tful Yom, it's not a connection, and therefore, if he touches one, it's not Matami the others which it bit into. And we learned back there that the reason why Rabbi Yochanan says that, where we had this last, because where Rabbi Yochanan explained the reason for this is because Tful Yom is a quasi Tame quasi Tor, and therefore there are more lenient parameters by him. Okay? Now, there should be a period after the word chibur, and it should throw in another word chibur. What's chibur b'tful yom? What's the case which is connected by tful yom and not connected by challah? I'll tell you. Tzitzin tzavon, we learned over there. Basar kodesh, you have meat from a korban. Shekorim alav, it should be akipa, which formed a crust of the spices and some congealed fat. You know, like when you leave a pot roast in the oven, in the refrigerator overnight, right? So it gets a kippah. That's called kippah, the fat and spice and vegetables which come together. So the halach over there is that if you touch the kippah, it's fully untouched the kippah, the meat does not become tummy. Touch a kippah, the meat doesn't come to me. For this we deduce, Hashar kol kippah chibur. But the meat does become tame, but the rest of the kippah, of the crust, does become tame. Let's touch part of the crust, though crust becomes tamei by the tefulio. And it says more vein sofa l'chatcho. Aren't you eventually going to cut it? Now you're going to cut the crust. When you heat it up, the crust will dissolve, right? By definition, it will dissolve. And by challah, it would be chayim challah, because we said by challah, anytime you make a dough, even if it has a shear, if your intent is to break it up into small doughs later on, so it's exempt from the chiyuv of challah, despite the fact that now it looks like it is chayim challah. So that we see that this case where it's a chibur by tefulyom touch part of the crust, it's betami the rest of the crust, but it's not a tat, would not be a chibur by chal, because anything which is eventually going to break up, and you knew an intent it's going to break up, it's not going to be a chibur, a connection vis-a-vis chal. Then Rabbi Yochanan said, ho seisa, somebody who makes the dough, amanas, l'choko, with the intent to break it up, to break up the dough, determine a chal, it's exempt from chal. Okay? Period. Mao Shai Rosa. What's the status of the other meaning besides chitim, besides wheat, according to Tanakam and our Mishnah? Ravun Amar im oimer ad shifon min kusmin. If you're going to say that rye is a form of spelt, they're similar. Mitzdarev, then they both join together. Mitzdarev and kusmin, then they both join each other. It says chitim by you, it should say kusmin. Mitzdarev and kusmin, if you say rye is a type of spelt, then it joins and dispelt. Shibola shua min sorim, if you say that oats are a type of barley, and mitzdarev and chitim, it doesn't join together with wheat. Rabbi Yochanan omer, shar minim mitzdarev, Rabbi Yochanan says, other minim join with each other, they all join together. Spelt with oats with spelt, both of them with rye, and so on and so forth. Now our topic of Gimel and Rav. East tani, the certain some tanoim who learned outside of our Mishnah. Kol aminim mitzdarfim zeim zeh. Wheat, barley, you name it, it all joins together. Everything. Al daiti dach tanya bario. Now according to this external tana, tanya is the tana, bario means outside the Mishnah. According to this external tana, ma ben noshuch ma ben bolu. Very basic question. If everything joins together, what's the difference if it's kneaded together, you make 5-grain bread, or if it's bitten together? You know, you took a little bit of this, patted on that. Is there any difference? So the chorin all joins together nonetheless. Rabbi Yudan Avod Rabbi Master, so Rabbi Yudan, the father of Master, says there is a difference. Bishel Chokon, when you divided them, both Sifalem, and then you added on them. Now, this is the Shuchi Chayav, I'll explain this in a second. If it was bit together, it's Chayav. Balu and Ptur, if they were kneaded together, they're exempt. This is a very cute case. Let's say you had a dough, and the dough was made into a shear only by virtue of the fact that there was biting going on, right? It was bit together, joined together. So is that really a shear? No. It's an artificial connection, it's not a bona fide connection. Therefore, if you separate now the doughs, and you tack on to each of the separate doughs, enough to be mashlimit its shear independently. So now you're going to be chayav and challah, right? Each dough is going to be chayav and challah because never point one is butter. What happens, however, if the initial dough you made was bolul, mixed together? You mix together 5 grains and made a large enough dough to be chayav and challah with the intent to split it up afterwards. So of course, when you split it up, it's exempt. Now you join to each one of the split off parts enough to be mechayev it. It still doesn't become chayev. Why is it got? Because it had a shas achiyuv, at which time it was exempt. And we learned that early in the Masechta, right? When it had a shas achiyuv, which time it's exempt, so later on it does become chayev again. But neshicha, since neshicha is an artificial chibur, not an inherent chibur, so when it had enough of a shear, but only via biting and not via kneading together, that it never had a shas achiyuv when it was exempt, and later on is its original shas achiyuv, and later on it's going to become chayev. Okay. New Mishnah. Halacha beis. Shnei kavim. Very easy Mishnah. Shnei kavim. You have two kav. The kav orez, the kav trumemsa, but they're not joined together, so they're not in one place. In the middle, you have rice or truma. Enam and Starfin. They don't join together. Because rice and truma are potter, so they're a hefsek between the two parts of Cherchayim. What about if in the middle of every you have Dovar, Shenidlo Chaloso Bemtza? You have something from which the chalos has already been taken. Regular dough from which the chalos has already been taken. Mitztarfin. In that case, the two halves are mitztarfin. Why? Shekfarin is chayim b'chala. Because this thing in the middle, though now it's not chayim b'chala, it was in the category being chayim b'chala. Unlike truma and rice. And therefore, it does join the two halves together, and the two outer halves are combined via this middle thing, and they're chayim b'chala. Kav, period. Kav chodesh b'kav yosher shenoshchu b'zeh. You have an old kav from last year and a new kav from this year that bit together. You got to take from the middle. Now, from the middle means from both of them. Because you now, just like now, take truma from Yashna and Chodosh, from last year's crop and this year's crop. Now it's the Chala from last year's crop and this year's crop, and or vice versa. So, in order, what you have to do is you have to take a little bit from each one. Okay? Chachoyim Osim, Chachoyim Asim, because of Marisayim. Because afraid people are not going to realize what you did. I think you took from one on both of them. And there they forbade this practice. Hanoyta Chalim in a Kav. Why have you took chal from a kav, meaning from less than a shear? B'dievet. You're not supposed to. You did. I keep on saying b'dievet or chal. It is a valid chal. Rabbi Chachor mei a chal even b'dievet. It's not chal. Now, the opposite case. Shnei kavim shnei chalot and shel ze. Well, the it's not the obvious case. It's the logical extension in this case. Shnei kavim. You have two kav. Shnei chalot and shel zev b'nei atzmi. You took a chal from each one independently. Which is the same thing over this one independently. Because of our sunny sachas, now you made them one dough. So Rabbi Akiva says, now you don't have to take up challah again, because the original challah, even though it was b'dievet, it was a valid challah. So both of these are already properly challified. Right? Qualified. They both were exempted already. Rabbi Akiva Poter, Chachoyim Mechai, Rabbi Chachoyim L'shitasamol, that the original afrosha, which you did, the original separation, was a meaningless gesture. Now it's the first time where there's any possibility to take a challah. Now it's chayv, and you have to take a challah again. The Yitzhoimer, so comes out that chumro, the chumro of Rabbi Akiva, that if you take challah off of less than a shear, but the evidence of challah is a kula on this case, because once it is exempted, it remains exempted permanently. Okay? Says more. These deoris bolonis de truma. Why do I mention both rice and truma being in the middle between the two parts? Just mention rice and not truma. Or is lotia truma. If you would have just told me rice and not truma, Havi Normi, I would have said orez. Rice, since it's not a type of grain, Adam, it's an interruption. But truma, since it is a type of grain, mitzdarev, I might say, does join the two halves together. That's what I tell me. That also truma is an interruption. Or vice versa. Ilutina truma, if you would have just mentioned truma, filotina, nor is it not mentioned rice. Having nom, you would have said truma, ideshu, ain't any gravis. Truma, if you mixed in truma with truma dough, with dough from which challah and I have been taken, it doesn't make up a shear, right? It's not mashlim the shear. It doesn't help to comprise it. So there, maybe it's a hefsek because it doesn't join creating a shear. But orez, but rice, aideshu nigda nigrar mitzdaref. We know that if you have wheat and you join rice in, so you say the wheat caused the rice to ferment properly, and then you're chayiv and challah. So I might say that rice in the middle, since it does join with wheat mitzdarif, it will combine at the two halves on either side of it. Every tzurcha mitzvah, that's the truma. That's you have to mention both rice, the tzurcha mitzvah, truma, you have to mention truma as well. Okay? Kav orez ein mitzdarif. If you have a measure of rice in the middle, it doesn't join the two halves. Kav meduma. You have in the middle a measure of meduma, but truma got mixed into chulin. Ein mitzdarif. If it doesn't join together, because it's potter from challah. Kav truma ein mitzdarif. If you have a kav of truma in the middle, it's not mitzdarif. Kav agoy. If in the middle you have grain which belongs to the goy, ein mitzdarif, because it's not chayiv. Unless you need them together, and as he said at the end last pair, they're gidim. But if they aren't gidim, it's not going to be mitzvah, unless there's, threads going from one to the other. Kav minacher, if you have a kav in the middle of a different type of grain, but one of the five, then it is mitzarif. Because it's chayv and challah. Kav isha acheres, if you have the kav in the middle which belongs to another woman, it's mitzarif because it's susceptible with the challah. Kav chodosh, you have in the middle of a kav of new grain, not the last year's crop, but this year's crop. So alpid, you can't take off challah from both of them in the same batch. Nonetheless, both of them are chayv and challah, therefore it joins them together. Kav dovash in the challah also, something which has already had challah, take it off. This you mentioned in Mishnah. Meaning in the middle, he just takes out the words meaning. Mitzarif, they join together. Rabbi Bun Bar Chia asked, boy, kav chala maushi yitzarif. What if you have a kav of chala itself in the middle? Does that join them both together? Rabbi Bun Bar Chia, boy, I'm sorry, Tayyar of Chalat Mitchol Omer, kav hektish mitzarif. If you have a kav of hektish in the middle, is mitzarif. Kav chav, you have a kav of chal itself in the middle, ain't a mitzarif. Ma ben hektish ben ma ben chal. What's the chin hektish and chal? Hektish roi luftos of l'chayvo. If hektish could be redeemed, then it would be chayv and chal. Chal, ain't roi luftos of chal chayvo. Chal, there's no going back. Once it's chal, it can't be redeemed and become chayv, and therefore you have kachal in the middle. It's not mitzarif the two halves. We will stop here for this evening.